are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm looking at this headline, Bigfoot is part human and actually had sex with modern human females. Well, I guess some women are into that. I personally like the Viggo Mortensen, Michael Fassbender type of look, but I guess they say genetic testing confirms the legendary Bigfoot is a human relative that arose 15,000 years ago. And I guess the study by Melba Ketchum suggests that he had sex. I mean, I'm assuming it could have been a female, but a Bigfoot, we're assuming is male, I guess, had sex with modern human females that resulted in hairy hybrids. No wonder I have a unibrow. Oh, my mother. I need to talk to her. I never thought I looked like my father. I never thought that. My father was not hairy. Didn't have a hairy chest, hairy back. Meanwhile, I gotta wax my upper lip every 2 weeks. Oh my gosh, I am calling my mother. That wench. Oh, honestly, you know, my mom's a hoochie mama. I can't do anything about it now. I'm born, I got the genes. Let me see here. A team of scientists can verify that their five-year-long DNA study, currently under peer review, yeah, peer review that sucker if you can, confirms the existence of a novel homonym hybrid species commonly known as Bigfoot or Sasquatch living in North America. Researchers' extensive DNA sequencing suggests that the legendary Sasquatch is a human relative that rose 15,000 years ago. I don't get when God created the earth in 7 days. I don't get when Bigfoot came. I mean, was that between 5 and 6, animal and human? I don't get that. Okay, so what Miss Ketchum did, or Dr. Ketchum, it doesn't say she's a doctor or not, obtained 3 whole nuclear genomes from purported Sasquatch samples. How do you say Sasquatch 7 times? Sasquatch. The genome sequencing shows Sasquatch mitochondrial DNA is identical to modern Homo sapiens, but Sasquatch new DNA, NU DNA, whatever the hell that is a novel, okay, I know I should know, it's been years since college, unknown homonym, homininin, isn't a homonym like R and our, right, where they sound the same? Red and red. I read a book that was red. Aren't those homonyms? What the heck is this? Hominin. Related to Homo sapiens. Okay, so do you guys believe in Bigfoot? Yeah, my husband watches that Bigfoot show. To me, it looks like a human running or it looks like an ape running. And then they chase it and they go, it's Bigfoot. And I'm like, what? How is that Bigfoot? But you keep seeing the footage. What was that, from the 70s? Where, I mean, it was a Bigfoot that I guess was walking upright and walking at the speed of a human, I thought. I don't know. I don't really care. For some reason, I'm not really into the Bigfoot thing. I mean, if there are big feet and Sasquatches running around, I guess I'm just as scared of them as a black bear or a mountain lion. I mean, if I'm out in the middle of the wilderness, I'd still probably shoot. I gotta protect the family and, you know, I gotta protect the Hostess cupcakes that I bring. But I understand, I've been told if I do go camping and I do see a Bigfoot to call the authorities. All right. Okay, I guess Bigfoot had sex with females if you want to have that as a picture. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. From what I understand, the FDA is going to get some help on this whole 5-hour energy issue and energy drinks. They think they need some outside experts to help determine if these energy drinks pose risk to teenagers or people with underlying health problems. And I guess they want to figure that out. Now, there's products like 5-Hour Energy, Monster Energy, Red Bull, and these things are extremely popular because apparently kids are just too tired to go to school these days. I was tired. I went to school. Trust me, I was tired in geography and literature. I mean, it was boring. Driver's Ed woke me up. Driver's Ed woke me up because they would always show you these horror films of people getting mangled who drunk drove. Driver's Ed, I was awake. PE, I was awake. Math, I loved math. I could eat math for breakfast. Math I liked. But the other classes were kind of tired. I remember my Spanish teacher would say, Levante! Levante, Dalia, Dalia, no duerma, don't sleep. Uh-huh, what, como, hey, que pasa? And so I fell asleep in Spanish a lot. But I never used, no-dos I think came out when I was in college. I don't think no-dos existed when I was in high school. But by college, there was no-dos. I didn't want to take it. Because I was afraid. I wanted to say that I went through school without taking drugs. And I could say that. I went through school. Undergrad, medical school, residency without taking any drugs. No caffeine, no coffee. I mean, I had to drink coffee a couple times on my 36-hour shifts. I remember one of the attendings recommended that we chew tobacco. Apparently, we must have been falling asleep on rounds and falling asleep on patients. And he said, guys, here's some chew. I hated chew. That stuff is disgusting. How do you guys chew tobacco? And I know there's mint flavor and these weird flavors. To me, it tastes like crap. I don't know how you guys do chew. And then you got to keep spitting, which makes me nauseated. So honestly, no, I did it with no drugs, no energy. But now these kids are like, oh, I can't get through without my coffee. Oh, I need my coffee. Oh, I need my energy drink. Remember when we were younger? When we were little, there'd be somebody kind of short in class, and we thought it's because he drank coffee. Remember, our parents would say coffee stunted growth. Well, coffee doesn't stunt growth. But where that theory came about was if children are drinking coffee and not milk, growing their bones, etc., there could be an issue. Now, does drinking milk as a child make you taller? No. We think height is either predetermined, maybe with some environmental factors, but I don't think coffee stunts growth, but I think it does prevent as healthy bones. There's going to be a study we're going to talk about where men that are overweight with a lot of abdominal fat will have weaker bones than the average male. But we'll go to your phone calls in a second, so don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know you have plenty of choices out there, and the fact that you listen to my show, the Dr. Dahlia Show, means either you have no taste whatsoever or you really like the show. And I'm joking. I really thank you. I know I make fun of the show a lot, but I'm honored. I really am. Please follow us on Twitter at the Dr. Dahlia. I mean, I guess it's just Dr. Dahlia on Twitter. And please follow us on Facebook. Okay, let's go to the phone line. Some of you leave messages when we're off air, especially my truck drivers. So let's hear what you guys have to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, I'm a truck driver, and I was wondering if it would be safe if I got a 5-hour energy to drink instead of soda to, get the energy and drive.
I love my truck drivers. You guys rock. No. I would not go for the 5-hour energy. See, here's the thing. I know what you guys go through. I mean, I don't. I don't think any of us that aren't truck drivers know what you guys really, really go through. But from what you have told me, and we had Richard Nelson on, and we're going to have Eileen Papp later on the show in the next month or two, and Toby Haggard, just to kind of these guys are our heads in the industry that'll kind of answer a lot of your kind of health-related questions and a lot of the type of issues you guys are dealing with that's putting you in worse health. I'm going to say no. No energy drinks for our truck drivers. I understand you're tired. I understand the length of time you guys have to work, plus the amount of time. I think you guys only get a 10-hour break in between driving shifts, and that includes your commute to find a place to sleep. And if you don't sleep in your truck, and now I guess there's no idling rules. And, I understand it's, and, you know, how do you just go to sleep at the drop of the hat? So you're tired. No soda either. I mean, if you had to drink something for energy, I would then probably say coffee. And I know I don't like coffee. The only way I could get coffee into me is if there's milk and there's chocolate and there's sugar or sweet and low or something. And I don't think that's healthy. The way I make a cup of coffee to me is unhealthy. And I don't drink coffee. But we don't want you drinking soda. And we don't want you drinking 5-hour energy or taking 5-hour energy or energy drinks. Again, the reason why I have a beef with energy drinks isn't even so much the caffeine content per se. Because I know some of you drink a whole pot of coffee. My problem is it's a cold or room temperature drink, and the bolus of caffeine you're getting is, I think, too much for some bodies to handle. All right? When you drink coffee or when you drink tea, you drink it slow. A lower caffeinated soda that you may drink quicker is still not as much caffeine as some of these Red Bulls, Monster drinks, etc. And I see people pound Red Bulls. That's the term we use, pounding a Red Bull. And when I had a young man go into atrial fibrillation, I had to send him to the ER. I'm like, really? Over a Red Bull? And again, I know these products have a purpose, and I don't want to bag on any particular product, but the reason why there's all this hoopla about it and concern is because we are having people going into funny arrhythmias. There's been alleged deaths to these, and it's not worth it just to stay awake. Now, there's foods that actually help you from getting sluggish. Now, I have a small list. I think there's a lot more. But let's just quickly review some foods that will give you energy or possibly wake you up. Now, this comes from a dietitian, Kim Stinson-Burt, at Nutritionally Your Best. I believe she came up, I hope it's a she. I know some men are named Kim, but let me just quickly give you a rundown. And these are things I learned in medical school too, but it's nice that she bulleted it for us. First and foremost is pounding some water. When you hydrate, you stay awake drinking water. I would rather you have an ice cold cup of water next to you than a caffeinated beverage, even coffee. When you stay hydrated, you say, and I know some of you are like, I drink water. I'm like, no. Taking a couple sips. Like right now, I got my little Nestle Pure Life water here. It's already starting to get lukewarm because I've been on air for almost an hour and a half. It's 16 fluid ounces, and I'm only at the first rim. I mean, when you drink water, we 9 to 10 glasses a day water. So you get tired, you drink some cold water. Another thing that's been suggested is almonds. Raw, unsalted almonds. They balance your blood sugar. They give you energy, healthy fat and protein, could reduce heart disease, but they find that almonds can wake you up. Pop a couple almonds. Now, I don't know what this is. Quinoa? Do you guys know what quinoa is? Complex carbs and protein. She has it on there. You could have warm quinoa with raisins, almonds, cinnamon. Sounds like something that'll make you poop. I don't know if the truck drivers are going to want that. Now, what I have used is dark chocolate. When I need to wake up in the morning, I take a little baby square of dark chocolate. It works a hell of a lot better than milk chocolate, and the theobromine wakes you up. It also has iron and magnesium. The only problem is it's got to be dark chocolate. It's got to be the kind of bitter, nasty tasting chocolate. I don't think the Hershey's Special Dark is enough. I think that may only be 30%. I'm not sure. But for those of you that could tolerate the taste and you don't have diabetes, you could do that. Banana. I know most of us don't like bananas because of the texture. Anything that's phallic looking and mushy just turns me off in terms of a fruit. But I like grapes. Grapes are easy to pop in the mouth and eat. But bananas they recommend because of the potassium and the vitamin B. wakes you up. If you're going to have cereal, they say do bran flakes. Bran flakes has your B vitamins, your iron, your magnesium. Also will help you poop. I mean, if you got to poop, that'll probably wake you up. If you're going to eat anything for lunch, I know it's hard at the truck stops, but this is for any of you guys. This doesn't have to just be to my truckers, but, you know, I know many of you get tired during the day. Try to have some salmon with your lunch. Salmon has the omega-3s. It is an energetic fish. They say if you're going to add spices, curry. Curry wakes you up. Has some energy levels, has some antioxidants. Curry, especially with some cinnamon. I'm hearing such good things about cinnamon. I'm a huge fan of cinnamon. No, Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal is not probably the most ideal option. But curry and cinnamon and turmeric and, you know, some spicy, sometimes spicy foods can, put a bounce in your step and light your butt a little bit. Coconut. They say coconut oils will help you from feeling sluggish throughout the day. The next thing which I will never make you guys eat are the lentils, chickpeas or kidney beans. I'm really worried about, you know, legumes and lentils. They say they do help with energy. I think they taste like crap, though. Eggs. You know, one of the reasons why eggs became so popular is it's such a high dose of protein. Unfortunately, we started to muck up the eggs with cheese and corned beef hash and bacon, and we would soak the eggs in the bacon fat and sop some gravy and biscuits, and we ended up making our breakfast extremely unhealthy. But I have no problem with hard-boiled eggs. I think eggs or scrambled eggs made with very little fat, margarine, etc., I don't have too much of a problem with that. Of course, if you're going to have a sandwich, make sure it's whole grains. All right, your whole grains will also give you energy. Citrus fruits. Sometimes when I get tired, I will suck on a lemon. And a lemon slice. Yeah, I mean, I know you don't peel the lemon. I'll cut the lemon up, and I'll put a wedge in my mouth. And then, you know what we used to do as kids? We used to stick the whole wedge in our mouth, and then we'd stick our teeth in it, we'd smile. Okay, but anyway, by the time I do that and have consumed the lemon juice, I'm awake. So I think lemon juice is huge. Now, another thing that gave me energy is I was doing Greek yogurt for a while. I'm not a huge fan of Greek yogurt, but you throw a little granola, you got some fruit in it, you could probably get a breakfast for under 200 calories. And, you're kind of so turned off that you just ate yogurt, you're really not hungry anymore, but it's energizing. And we all know about kale. Kale is probably one of the most super energy foods out there. Now, by the way, this nutritionist, the source was HuffPost Living. I want to give credit because I really like this list because I agree with it. Kale, lots of vitamins, lots of minerals, calcium. It's energy boosting. Now, I don't know where you could, you know, get kale easily to just shove in your mouth at a moment's notice. But remember I told you what I used to do? I used to walk around with some washed spinach leaves. And I used to just eat spinach leaves, and that would wake me up as well. And then they also recommend some ginger tea. Ginger tea. I don't know much about green tea and energy, but they say ginger tea may be an idea also. So those are foods that give you energy in a nutshell. So you could definitely try those. All right, guys, don't go away. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code, DocDali, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. RJ writes, Dr. Dahlia, how are you so energetic? What do you do? I don't know. I really don't know where I get the energy. I don't, well, you know, you want to know what, my secret is? I take naps. On the weekend, I mean, I used to, when I did my show at night, I took a nap. Now, I know I tell you all not to take naps because it could hurt your sleep and cause you to be insomniac. But I think for me, I'm very hyper in the morning. Morning is always, morning is fine. The worst time of day for me is 2 to 5 p.m. I am horrible 2 to 5 p.m. I'm exhausted. And then nighttime, I get my second wind, and then I crash. But if I'm not working and staying busy between 2 and 5 p.m., I have to take a nap. And I'll just start falling asleep wherever I'm at. And it's not because I have narcolepsy. It's not because I have sleep apnea. It's just I think I burst so much energy in the morning. Now I'm going to be actually giving a lecture to the whole fifth grade at one of the schools today on the digestive system and probably, of course, the sounds therein. And that's going to be an interesting lecture. But I think that's going to I think I'm going to stay awake because, again, I'm going to be giving a talk. It's going to be kids and the giggles and the jokes. So I think I'll stay awake. But I always get nervous between 2 and 5 p.m. because I get tired. Now, when I'm busy at work with patients, I'm busy. I'm running around. The adrenaline's going. I'm okay. But if I, let's say, give a lunchtime talk and then we eat and then I have to go to work, I'm sometimes tired, and sometimes I don't like to schedule patients, but I got it because I got to pay the bills. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And my happy place is the Alaskan Cruise. Don't forget, guys, we're going to Alaska next year. It is going to be exquisite. Please go to my website, the Dr. Dalia Alaskan Cruise. Good rate, lots of goodies thrown in, prizes, lectures, and it's probably going to be one of your best vacations ever. Alaska, coastal Alaska is phenomenal. So please check that out. All right, guys, you can go to my website at drdalia.com. Now, generic Lipitor. We talked about this early last week. I need to remind you guys, the recall is still going on. If you take generic Lipitor, atorvastatin, there are 41 lots that have to be recalled. Each lot contains thousands of pills, whether it's the 10 milligram, the 20 milligram, or the 40 milligram dose, not the 80, just the 10, 20, and 40. Some of these lots may have little tiny glass shards. The glass particles, they think, are no bigger than 1 millimeter in size. Nobody has been hurt, but the last thing anybody wants is for you to accidentally consume a piece of glass. Now, Ranbaxy Pharmaceuticals is a major maker of the generic Lipitor. They are the ones that are voluntarily and proactively recalling the drug, just out of caution. From what we understand, again, they don't think anybody's been hurt. I think they're out of India and owned by Japan's Daiichi Sanko company. They say 44% of the generic Lipitor out there is from Ranbaxy's plant. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for telling us. If you do need a list of recalled products, go to the Ranbaxy website. I know we mentioned this last week, but I just want to remind you guys to if you are taking the generic, I know many of you are on generic atorvastatin because I write it for you. I know many of you are actually my patients. And just please, okay, they're recalling it. Get that checked out. Find out if your lot number is that. So it's interesting. You know, they found that diabetes is worse. I mean, this is going to probably make you guys say, well, duh. But they say diabetes is worse in countries that overuse high fructose corn syrup. And I know some of you are like, well, duh. And so obviously your cities that or your countries that are more developed will probably be using more and more soda with their meals as opposed to your less developed countries. So they say a new study found higher prevalence of diabetes in countries with a high level of fructose corn syrup in their food supplies. They think diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and we've talked about the different types of type 2 diabetes, but the type 2 diabetes usually you acquire. You're not born with as a child. A lot of times obesity, insulin resistance, decreased sensitivity to your insulin, high sugar intake, puts you at risk for type 2 diabetes. They said it occurred 20% more often in countries where high fructose corn syrup was in common use. Now, we all know in America, Great Britain, diabetes is on the rise. The study's authors reached their conclusion by using common sense, no, by evaluating existing statistics on body mass index, diabetes rates, global food consumption, etc. But the correlation increased after adjustments were made for body mass, etc., yada, yada, yada. Okay. High fructose corn syrup has been used as an alternative to sugar in so many things, baked goods, breakfast cereal, soda, etc. Now, one thing that has caught many of our eyes was the Pepsi throwback. We think Pepsi throwback doesn't use high fructose corn syrup. I need to investigate this, but I think it uses regular sugar. Now, an article was written by an Andrew Brown from in the Telegraph, and he says maybe go kosher. Apparently, when we celebrate Passover, when Jews celebrate Passover, they're not supposed to eat anything that has a grain in it. Now, it all depends on how you interpret the Bible and you interpret what the laws of Passover are. For those of you that remember the biblical story, when the Jews were finally able to leave an exodus out of Egypt, they didn't have time to add yeast to their bread, and they ate unleavened bread. So for Passover, for 8 days, 8 long days, we eat matzah, which is unleavened bread, flour and water. It's the most constipating, bowel-wrenching thing I've ever put in my gullet, but we do it. We want God happy. Now, one thing that has throughout the years been extrapolated, now that, you know, our foods are becoming a little bit more complex, is we're not supposed to drink Coca-Cola and Pepsi, usually on Passover, because of the high fructose corn syrup. We're supposed to avoid rice. We're supposed to avoid corn. Now, depending on how you interpret the story, some of us that are a little bit more lax, we're like, really? It's unleavened bread. I'm eating unleavened bread. Corn should be okay. But for the majority of us, no. We stay away from anything that has corn or high fructose corn syrup. We can't have vodka. No, you could have vodka. I don't think you could have most other wines because they use yeast to ferment. Beer? Can't have beer, you know. For those of you that celebrate Passover, no beer. There's yeast. From what I understand, vodka is fermented with potatoes, so I think it's okay. But we aren't supposed to be talking about alcohol on the show anyway. All right, now, what this author came up with is, what if people start drinking the kosher soda? There is kosher Coca-Cola that doesn't have the high fructose corn syrup. From what I understand, Passover Coke is produced in Atlanta on a special production line supervised by a rabbi, and it doesn't have the grain-derived sugar. It just has sugar cane used in that soda. So kosher soda, also I think Mexican soda. Mexican Coca-Cola is some of the best-tasting Coca-Cola. Why? Because it uses sugar cane. It doesn't use a high fructose corn syrup. And then I guess there's one Coca-Cola bottler in Cleveland that still uses sucrose. So, I mean, I'm not telling you all to go out and drink soda, but if you really love your Coca-Cola or your Pepsi, I am starting to notice there are options out there that use sugar cane sugar as opposed to high fructose corn syrup. Now, honestly, I really do need to give you all a butt whooping for drinking soda as it is. I mean, you're supposed to be drinking water, low fat milk, maybe some green tea. Some studies even say coffee, but there are other things that really should be your staple drink. However, if you're gonna drink a soda and you're not diabetic, that may be a safer choice. Hate to, you know, promote any sort of safety when we use cola in the same sentence. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. When you guys are fiddling around Facebook, don't forget to type in the Dr. Dahlia Show on your search. Find us, connect. Always nice to connect with you guys and be able to talk to you guys. I guess the quote-unquote killer nanny, the nanny from New York who allegedly killed the two children she was watching last month, has pleaded not guilty. Apparently, she's a 50-year-old woman, Yoselin Ortega, is still in the hospital. She's handcuffed to her bed as she recovers from self-inflicted wounds. She is charged. of two counts of first-degree and second-degree murder of the killings of Lucia Krim and her brother Leo, who was just, I guess, days shy of his second birthday. While mom, I believe, was taking older child to swim practice, nanny was supposed to bring the other two kids to the swim practice and never did. Mom came home to find her children dead, two of her children dead in the bathtub. Meanwhile, Ortega had been bleeding from her self-inflicted, what appeared to be self-inflicted stab wounds. This case just horrified so many of us. I mean, how many of us have used nannies or babysitters? And all the only information we have gotten is that she had been, I believe, a naturalized U.S. citizen, no criminal history at all, and had some sort of a fight with the mother the day before. Oh, it was a dance studio that she was supposed to meet her at. Just a complete shock to us that something like this could happen, but a reminder to be extremely careful who we entrust our children with. She's now pleading not guilty. We'll see where this goes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say that pork has been found, many pork samples of pork chop and ground pork have been found to contain significant amounts of bacteria as well as antibiotic-resistant bacteria and growth hormone, according to an analysis by Consumers Reports. Now, this is being reported by Fox News. They say 3-7% of the pork samples had quote-unquote dangerous bacteria like Salmonella, Staph aureus, Listeria. And we all remember what happened last year was Listeria and the cantaloupe killing multiple people. They also found Yersinia enterocolitica. Okay, Yersinia is a very, very nasty bug, causing fever, diarrhea, abdominal pain. In 198 of the samples, some of the bacteria were also found to be antibiotic resistant, meaning if you did acquire an infection from those bacteria, antibiotics would have a hard time knocking it out. They think Consumer Reports suggested it may be because the pork farming industry commonly uses low-dose antibiotics to promote weight gain. Antibiotic resistance bacteria is not a new subject. This has surfaced multiple times in the news over the last few years because we think we are producing superbugs in these animals. They said 1/5 of the pork products tested also contained low levels of the drug ractopamine, which apparently is used in pigs to help accelerate their growth and leanness. So what does that mean? Well, I mean, here's the thing. Most of our, I assume, any raw meat has salmonella, okay? We talked about this. I mean, why are we not supposed to eat raw chicken and raw pork to begin with? Also, trichomoniasis in pork. I mean, we've known for decades that you need to cook your meat. And we've also known that you need to wash your hands, wash the surfaces, the cutting boards, the counters after you deal with raw meat. So I'm not that shocked that we have salmonella and listeria and bacteria on raw meat. I'm not surprised at all right? Because that's why we go home and cook it. What I'm a little concerned about, though, is that these bacteria are antibiotic resistant. We have been brooding and harboring antibiotic resistance for a very long time. We're overprescribing antibiotics. We're using antimicrobial wipes. Many of these bugs are now outsmarting the antimicrobial wipes. And sometimes when humans interfere with nature a little too much, nature bites back. And this is an example. Now, I'm very glad penicillin was discovered. I'm extremely glad we have powerful antibiotics to fight infections that used to kill people. But if you notice, Z-Packs don't seem to work as well as they used to, right? Amoxicillin doesn't seem to work as well as it used to. We need stronger and stronger and higher dose antibiotics as we go. And what if we can't make anything stronger? And there is a superbug. And we get an epidemic of that superbug. So this is some scary stuff. I don't think it helps that a lot of the meats we eat have antibiotics in them. You know, we noticed this back in the 80s when people would take erythromycin for acne. Or no, tetracycline. They'd take tetracycline for acne and it wouldn't work. Well, the reason it wouldn't work is most of us were resistant to tetracycline at the time because tetracycline was used in a lot of our cattle. So, you know, like I said, I'm not shocked. Don't panic that there's salmonella on your raw pork. Assume there's salmonella on all your raw meat. But it's important to remember to cook. We had discussed certain cooking temperatures depending on the meat. I don't think you could go wrong with 165 degrees. So if you could hit that 165 degrees, for the most part, most of your meat will be cooked. Just don't forget to, you know, look for the pink. Don't forget to look for signs of raw meat, blood, etc. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In the news today, they were discussing how toxic chemicals are found on our couches. Apparently, the flame retardants used on our couches have been linked with cancer, hormone disruption, etc. They found that 85% of the 100-plus couches they looked at had the chemical flame retardants that can be toxic. 41% of the couches also contained triphosphate, and that's also a cancer-causing flame retardant. It used to be in baby pajamas, and then they took it out. What the concern is these chemicals leach out of the furniture and then they go into the house dust, pets, children consume it. So right now the industry is taking a look at that. You know, if they have to make flame retardant furniture, how do they do that without putting chemicals on it that could be toxic? In the news also, they say obese men that have a lot of deep belly fat are at greater risk for osteoporosis than other men. Now, many men don't get screened for osteoporosis. We screen women all the time, but I like to screen every man over age 60 in my office and get a bone density scan. And not if they're heavy, even the slim ones, because men lose bone mass as well. Maybe not as quickly and as dramatically as women do post-menopause, but men get osteoporosis. They do. Now, in this particular study, though, they were concentrated on men who had intra-abdominal fat. Fat surrounding their liver, fat in the intra-abdomen, probably plus, you know, pear belly, Santa Claus belly. And they found men with more visceral and total fat in their abdomen had less bone strength. My recommendation to you is if you do have high belly fat and you really weren't a good milk drinker, calcium intaker, maybe get a bone density test in your 50s. But I recommend bone density screening in everybody over 60. But Dr. Dolly, insurance may not pay for it. I know that. Insurance pays for less and less. If not, look it up, ask for a cash discount, and see if you could do it on your own. But just because insurance doesn't pay for it doesn't mean you don't need it. Remember, the U.S. Task Force does like to give us recommendations. It doesn't mean we agree with them, and that's the best for you. The Task Force is looking at risk versus benefit and cost analysis. They're not looking at you tripping, getting a hip fracture. They don't think that far ahead. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you again. Got another hour coming up. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless.
Hang me down. You better hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gaiter is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gaiter on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgaiter.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff.
And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.